Hey, hey, everybody. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I am so excited. This is the April issue of episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Woman of success without limits, guys. How did I get to be a woman of success? And how did many others just like me get to be a woman of success? Well, let me tell you something. In today's episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about what has made me strong and a little bit about some of the things that I had to overcome. Now, when I first began this podcast, I want you to know that stay strong, hashtag stay strong, is really important to me because throughout everything that I had going on in my life, it was always about staying strong, always about staying strong. When things were happening to me physically, I could detach, but mentally, I was always saying, stay strong, stay strong. And for me, it was always, I'm strong enough, I can handle. I hope that this doesn't happen to anybody else. But let's talk a little bit about beliefs. As you guys may or may not know, in 2005, I was actually going through my second cancer and pretty much something that was called character assassination. And those of you that have been with me for a while know that I've been through a lot. I have been through a lot. And I know many of you guys have also, but in about 2005, my spiritual advisor said, Marty, you need to take what has happened to you. You need to dialogue about it. You need to write about it because how you came through on the other side from everything that you've been through can possibly help others. So that's what this podcast is about, Mujer de Éxito. People will look at me and say, oh my gosh, you have everything. Oh my gosh, you've accomplished so much. Oh my gosh. But they don't know the hell that I've been through. And that, my friends, as we say, has made me a chingona. Right? Mujer de éxito, a badass, because I've come through so much. Now, let's talk about in 2005, the character annihilation. We talk about fear. I talk about fear in my chakra book. I talk about fear a lot in my yoga classes. I talk about fear a lot in my coaching groups. Fear makes us do things that we would normally not do. Fear of not having, the fear of lack comes from a pretty much unbalanced, imbalanced chakra 1 and 2. And many of the times that we do this, we come from a fear of lack of the energy of money. And when we're afraid that if we don't do something, we're not going to get it, or perhaps we're afraid that if somebody else gets it, we won't get it either, or they could take something away, or whatever it is, but it comes from the fear of lack, from an unbalanced chakra system, 1 and 2 specifically. So in 2005, I was a principal, and I was a damn good one. So good that I was actually up for, I had been called in, and they told me that I was in the running for assistant superintendent. Now, I'm going to talk about it here, but I was not able to talk about this for a very long time, but now I've let go and moved on, and that's what has made me stay strong. But here it is. Let me just paint you the picture of how ugly it is. We hear about these things, but when you're living it, it's another story. Otra historia. Otra, completamente otra cosa. And you, I hope that you like my Spanglish, my intermixed, right? So here's what it was. I walked up to the steps of the school, and I kid you not. Now, I also, you probably don't know, but here it is. Here's a little tidbit. We can talk about this at another show, but I'm able to see auras. I've always been able to see auras. I thought everybody could see auras. That I didn't know that people couldn't see auras. So I walk up, my secretary is walking toward me and her aura is black. Black people, right? And I didn't pay attention to it. And I tried to talk to her and she was so freaked out. It was like she was seeing a ghost. She walked away. She walked away. She kept on hiding from me. Within about 30 minutes from that, I just thought, okay, she's having a bad day. I get a phone call from the district office and they say, we need you to come down right away. And I say, I have to run my school. I have parents. I have this. I have that. Can I get there a little later? No, they said, I want you to drop everything and come down now. The superintendent wants to see you. And I go, okay. And mind you, the superintendent that we had was, I hate to say it, but not a very good one, and was on the way out, and people were moving left and right and getting out of there. And so what ended up happening was I had to be down there. So as I was walking down there, I had no idea what was going to happen. But apparently, once I figured it out and once they told me everything, my secretary accused me of stealing money, basically. That was the gist of it. And she claimed that she was afraid of me. All of a sudden, this woman whom I brought up from nothingness, okay? This is a gal that didn't even have a degree, and she and everybody was upset because I liked her and I was always the kind of person that gave people a little bit of more attention. I'm always helping people and I always get burned. Darn, I always get burned. But anyway, so she said that she was afraid of me and that's why she wanted protection from the district, interestingly enough. Then she claimed I sexually harassed her, and I'm going like, okay, whatever. Anyway, point is that I knew then, like I know, that it was fear. She was afraid, and here's the deal. I had caught her writing up fraud reports for herself because she was on leave for an injury and she was doing the workman's comp and collecting double dipping. And I was going to call it to her attention. As a matter of fact, I had already met with the assistant soup and she found out about it. Her and her cousin found out about it. And they needed to jump in because they were afraid that I was going to take their job. Basically, I was going to fire them. Now, I could have, but I wasn't fast enough. And I was more interested in helping the students and the parents than to take somebody down. I didn't have time for that. If she would have known me better, trusted me better. But like I said, fear, hell, it makes you do weird things, right? So anyway, that's kind of what happened. No, not kind of. That is what happened. And to this day, it's so interesting. Just 2 weeks ago, I ran into her because since I knew that was a lie, my husband, I wanted to run away and hide. I wanted to run away, move out of the city, move out. My husband says, hey, you did not do anything. You can sleep well at night. The Lord knows that he's watching over you and he knows that you did not steal that money. He knows this. And we are not moving. So we didn't move. We didn't move. He didn't let me move. Of course, I almost divorced him, but he didn't let me move. Anyway, the point is that after all of that, I mean, mudslinging the newspapers were doing, you, whatever it is that could go wrong or it could be said about me was said about me. And you know, the interesting part about that was, you know who your friends are when that happens. Because I will tell you something, all of a sudden, all the people that I had friends and all the teachers and everybody else that wanted something from me when I was a principal, where were they then? Nowhere. But anyway, I was going back, and this young lady, right here at Walmart, and this young lady walks in front of me, and I look at her, and she has this look like she saw a ghost. She tripped over her cart, knocked down the cart, knocked down the end aisle, got back up, quickly ran out of the store, and I'm thinking, my goodness, I have some sort of power, because this little girl was just really upset and didn't know what to do. And I thought, you know, it's interesting when how guilt plays up on us. When we know we've done something wrong, no matter what and how much time has passed, we cannot live with it. But at the end of the day, I'm okay with me, because God knows, not only did I not steal the money, guys, but I paid back money I didn't steal. Isn't that crazy? But that didn't get put in the newspapers. Oh no, absolutely not. But let me tell you, it was rough going through it. I may sound strong right now, but when I was going through it, it was not easy. It was not easy. There were nights that I couldn't sleep. I prayed. So my tool of choice at that time was prayer and Reiki and Watsu. Those were my healing tools. I became a Watsu water therapist. I thought it was basically so that I could give Watsu to other people. But in the end, really, things happen for you, not to you. So this was happening for me, and becoming a Watsu healer was one of the tools that I used in order to move myself. So if you don't know what Watsu is, it's spelled W-A-T-S-U. Look it up on the internet. Watsu water therapy. It was amazing. Had it not been for that, I couldn't allow myself to flow. The other thing I became was a Reiki healer, because I was, you know, giving Reiki sessions and receiving Reiki sessions, and it was tremendous. I think that that's what helped keep me afloat, even though the newspapers kept printing up things that she said that were not true. And it's like really, really, really bad when you lie and when you convince other people that you're trying to tell the truth, and the truth is you're lying. So it was interesting now that I've lived through it, and I'm going to tell you this. I cried every night, and we went from a six-figure income to a zero-figure income. So do I know what it's like to lose all my money? Oh, absolutely. Do I know what it's like to be accused of stealing? Oh, absolutely. And it was horrible. It was horrible. To this day, I will never judge somebody or accuse somebody wrongly ever, just because I'm afraid I'm going to lose something. That, my friends, is acting out of lack, the fear of lack, the fear of lack of not having money, whatever it was that made her and her cousin act. Oh my goodness, I feel really bad for them, because if there is a justice on the other side, the Lord knows that I am here and justice will be served, because, you know, I am the Lord's child, and he knows like he knows that I did not do anything wrong. And not only did I not steal money, not only did I not sexually harass her, not only did I not do that, but then I paid back money that wasn't even necessary to pay back. So at the end of the day, guys, when you're under, you know, you come under bombardment, you've got to find tools out there. And sometimes you think that they're to help you make money, but they're not. They may be there. Things happen for us. Remember that things happen for us, for our learning and our growth. And they happen for us to be able to move through to the next step. And the next step for me at that point in time, I couldn't see. But you know what? I stay open every day and I just say to you guys, if this has ever happened to you, I would love to hear from you. Leave me a comment. Leave me a comment. Find me on Instagram. DM me at MartyAngel_ELC, Empowering Latina Coach. DM me, guys, because this is something that's important. Now, here's the deal. People were saying that the reason that she attacked me was because I was a Latina. Okay. It's okay. She can attack me because a Latina. You know, the ridiculous thing about this was, guys, was that she is a Latina too. The difference is that she actually has absolutely no schooling and, you know, just kind of made it through because of who she knew, not of what she knew. And that, my friends, is a sad story. But for those of you that are going through something like this or know somebody that has been going through something like this, I say, agárrense. I remember I called my cousin and he said to me, hold on, baby, because the roller coaster ride is just beginning. He goes, and at the end of the day, no one's going to care. No one's going to remember. No one cares about what happens to you. And you know what? At the end of the day, that is so true. None of the friends that I supposedly had are still with me. Not one single person that supposedly was my friend is still with me. The only ones are your family. So at the end of the day, guys, remember, you've got to stay strong. You've got to know that this too shall pass. And you've got to hold on to what it is that's going to help you get through it. And your family is what's going to get you through it. That's it, peeps. That's it. So anyway, so this was a podcast and I just wanted to share that things happen for you. They don't happen to you. You've got to stay strong. Look for things. If you've ever heard of Watsu healing, look for that. If this is coming to you guys and I'm saying it, it's because you need to look it up. You either know somebody that needs it or you need it yourself. Again, I will say Watsu water therapy and Reiki healing. Those are the two beautiful energy works that helped me and that kept me going strong. And like I said before, hashtag stay strong, everybody. I hope you guys have a great day. And at each of these podcasts, I will give a little bit more of who I am and what I've been through so that hopefully you can grab the tools. Now, I want you to remember, like I said before, yes, it hurt me. Yes, I cried. Yes, I thought I was going to die. I even prayed. I prayed every night, Lord, could you just not let me wake up in the morning? But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm going to be honest with you. This chingona was really afraid because there was no way I was going to really kill myself. I didn't think so. Okay, I tried when I was 18. I was tougher when I was 18. I think I could have done it, you know, if somebody hadn't stopped me. But now at the age of 40, I was like, okay, this ain't happening. I'm not going to take any pills unless they're going to make me feel good or I'm not going to take my life, nothing. But I sure prayed for it. I'll tell you that much. El Shaddai heard me over and over. El Shaddai, help me. Make sure I don't wake up the next day. That's how bad it was. But anyway, okay, guys, I hope you have a great Easter. I'm recording this one before Easter. Have a happy, exactly today is Holy Thursday. I'm a recovering Catholic, guys, so Holy Thursday. Everybody have a beautiful, beautiful day. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded.